I think the Democrats are right in the last few days at pointing out that this is an election ploy playing with human lives in Iraq and in the United States and elsewhere for a cheap shot to get an election win in November. And the Democrats have got to become much more aggressive in their statements in that respect. You know, getting into Iraq is a lot easier than getting out of Iraq, as we are learning in Afghanistan, where 99% of the entire country that we allegedly liberated from the Taliban are now under the vicious, corrupt yoke of warring warlords who are engaging in pillage and plunder and rape and internecine warfare. So the more time that goes, the more opposition will build up. Bush's polls on the war are dropping. His polls generally are dropping. 2,000 people marched in Portland, Maine. The marches are becoming more and more localized, and that's why Bush wants to ram it through Congress, and it will be altogether a betrayal of the national security and interests of the United States if the Democrats allow themselves to be stampeded in the Senate, where he can be stopped. The UN Development Program showed that the poorest 45 countries in the world are worse off now than they were 10 years ago. Structural adjustment has failed. It inhibits public spending for health and education. It demands the elimination of key consumer subsidies for food, for example, and medicine. It requires the transformation of land that could be used to grow food for local people into cash crops in order to earn hard currency. It's just bad all over. And that's one of the main criticisms that Rob Weissman and others have of the IMF, World Bank. They just have no standard where they would admit failure. I mean, what is their standard of failure? They won't tell you. They keep doing the same things over and over and over again, using taxpayer dollars in this country and other countries. But anytime there is war, there's instability, there are unintended consequences, the priorities for Africa will become even lower in the scale of U.S. foreign policy and assistance. You know, they're going to be spending money on napalm and bombers and laser weapons. They're not going to be spending money researching malaria, from which 750,000 African children die every year. They've got to get out in the streets in order to provide the graphics and intensity that television requires, but they've got to keep it nonviolent, because the moment it does turn violent, then the movement is discredited by the mass media and by the politicians who use that as an excuse. Never mind the destruction of lands and water and crops and health and education, but smashing a department store window in Washington, watch out. See, so it's very important to do nonviolent civil disobedience. It's more effective, too. It has a moral authority that focuses the attention of people who often don't give these matters attention. And they say, look at these people. They really believe what they're saying. We better find out what they're saying.
Mr. Nader, you spoke at the church last night, and you said this protest movement has to go to another level. You sound a little discouraged in terms of movement being in danger of just talking it to itself and not reaching out to new people. You want to expand on that?
Well, the needs are more and more insistent, and time is running short, as it does for all the millions of people who die due to autocratic policies instead of democratic policies in the world. And so I thought it was important to let them know that they are able to triple, quadruple, quintuple themselves if they go back. They've got to look at it that way. It's like the Mississippi River. It starts with a drop of water in northern Minnesota, and then they become rivulets, and they become brooks, and then they become streams, then they become tributaries, then they become the Mississippi River. And the strength is out there in the local area, and that reflects the multiplication strength of the protesters who come here.
You think new tactics are required?
Always new tactics, new strategies, especially getting members of Congress back in the district and in auditoriums where they're really grilled beyond their slogans.